Hello, everybody. How are you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 99 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Welcome back. Thank you again for joining me. This one, I want to talk about the elections coming up. It's getting down. We're getting down to it here. We've got a couple of months left. I guess 3 months. 3 months until the elections. About 90 days till the elections. And the Republicans are looking good for... I think it's pretty clear we're going to take the House. And it's looking increasingly likely that we're going to take the Senate. It's looking pretty good for the Senate. It's going to be very hard for the Democrats to take the Senate, or to keep the Senate. But it's still kind of a toss-up, I think. There are a few races out there that are pretty competitive. So, you know, we'll see. Hopefully the Democrats will lose the Senate. But if so, it'll only be by one or two seats anyway. So not going to be a total earth-shattering thing, especially with the Republicans controlling the House. So, you know, it basically just means not much is going to get done until we can get rid of Joe Biden. But look, what is the real... One of the arguments that we can make for voting Republican, voting for Republicans, is this sort of idea that each party represents a basket of ideas. And so you've got two competing baskets. And some of the ideas in the Democrat basket might be attractive to some people. For example, abortion. The idea that abortion should be, you know, now obviously I've talked about this before. The Democrat policy stance on abortion is extreme. They want abortion to be legal up until the second of birth. You know, which is crazy to me. Just absolutely crazy to think that you could look at a baby that is, you know, 8 months and 20 days ready. It's been in the womb and is fully formed, fully ready to survive out in the real world. And you think you can just kill it. You think you can just kill that baby for no reason. Just because you want to. Just because you decide you don't want to have that baby. To me, you know, obviously, that's the argument that we, as Republicans, we could make. We could say, look, at that point, that baby is a person, and that person, you know, I can't go murdering people, because I can't wander around murdering people. Why? Well, why can't I just go around murdering people? Well, it's because people have rights, basic rights, and society will punish me for violating those rights. So, those rights are life, liberty, property. And society will punish me, for at least Republican society, civilized society, will punish me if I violate your rights to life, liberty, property. Now, Democrats, like I've talked about before, Democrats don't believe in these rights. They believe these rights are not universal at all. Life, liberty, property, these rights can be violated as long as the person doing the violating is a Democrat, really. I mean, you know, you can burn down someone's building, you can steal from someone, you can smash their car window and grab their purse or their backpack. You can do that if you want, if you are a Democrat, if you are a poor person, if you are a black person, if you can say that you are oppressed and you're just fighting back against your oppression, then sure, you can do whatever you want. And this is why cities that are run by Democrats are violent, crime-ridden hellholes, because they let these criminals out. because they don't believe that it's wrong for if a criminal commits a crime, then that criminal is just, he's just an oppressed person fighting back against oppression. So it's okay. And so they let him out, and then they go murder people, just like what happened down in Memphis. They let that guy out of prison, and he immediately goes and murders that woman. So, the Fletcher woman. You know, this happens every day. It happens every day in every blue city there is, because Democrats are Marxists, and they see the world as the oppressed versus the oppressors. And if you are a criminal, you're obviously oppressed. And if you're a victim of crime, well, that's just because you're an oppressor and you deserved it. So you're going to get what you deserve. And that's why there is so much crime in blue cities. So, you know, this is one of so I'm kind of digressing, but I've kind of arrived back at my original point of the basket of ideas, that the Democrats have this basket of ideas that basically will lead to the destruction of civilization. Literally, the destruction of civilization. Because they don't believe in property rights. They don't believe that, look at what's going on in California right now. You've got the fast food restaurants are basically now going to be told how much to pay. Basically, the government is going to assume ownership of all fast food restaurants in California. The decision making, they will assume the decision making role in all for all fast food restaurants. So. The people who own those restaurants, they won't be making the decisions anymore. It'll be the government. It'll be the people. And this is communism. I mean, that's what Democrats are. Democrats are communists. I say it all the time. And so the Democrats, the basket of ideas is communism. And it is the idea that you don't own yourself, you don't own your business, you don't own your children, you don't own your money, the money that you earn, you don't own anything. The government owns you, the government owns everything, and the government will tell you what to do and how to do it and when to do it. And that is the main difference between Republicans and Democrats and libertarians, Republicans and libertarians, and then the Democrats. The Democrats are communists. They don't believe in property rights, in any rights at all. They don't believe in the idea of universal rights. They believe that rights are totally arbitrary and should be doled out according to your status in society as either an oppressor or one of the oppressed. And Republicans believe in universal rights. Every single human being on this planet has rights, basic rights, life, liberty, property, and those rights must not be violated. And that means that if you have a business, you own your business, and you should decide how to run your business. Not the government, not some bureaucrats or technocrats. They believe that you own your body. And the government shouldn't be able to tell you what to do. Now, obviously, the abortion issue is where those rights sort of collide, because you have the rights of the woman and you have the rights of the unborn baby. And so there's a conflict there. So the question is, at what point do the rights of the woman end and the rights of the newborn, of the unborn baby begin? And so that is a very difficult decision to make. And that's why I think that decision should be made by each state. So, but this is the fundamental basket of, you know, the differences in the baskets, you know, the two baskets. You have the Republicans believe in universal rights, and we believe in that the police should protect those rights and punish people who violate those rights. And the Democrats don't, they don't believe that. They don't believe that the police should punish you if you violate someone's rights, if you are one of their protected classes, if you are sort of one of their buddies, one of their cronies. And they, so, you know, this is my, this is the big argument I think that we need to make for Republicans. And just, you know, when you're talking to a Democrat, when you're trying to convince someone to vote Republican, just mention this, mention this idea of the conflict between the two parties, between the two baskets, the two baskets of ideas, the competing baskets, where the one basket the Democrats believe that rights are arbitrarily doled out by government, and government essentially owns everything and will decide who gets what rights. And because, you know, the other thing that's happening in California is the power outages. Now they're the rolling brownouts, and they're telling you don't charge your electric cars. They basically outlawing all gas cars. They want everybody to drive electric cars, but at the same time they're literally running out of electricity. Now why are they running out of electricity? Because the government has assumed essentially de facto ownership of the energy companies. You know, the energy companies are not free to produce energy the way they feel they should produce energy. They can produce energy and to meet the needs of the people of California. I mean, that's what a private company does. The private company produces whatever good or service it is that they're producing in order to meet the wants and needs of their customers. But California, the Democrat politicians in California have assumed ownership, de facto ownership. They have assumed, they are the people making the decisions for how those energy companies will be run. And their incentives, their goals are not the same as the energy company's goal. When it's a private energy company, is to provide the energy to the customers and make a profit. But the Democrats, the communists in the Democrat government of California, they don't care about profit. And they don't care about providing the people of California with energy. They care about stopping all fossil fuels. That's what they care about. That's their priority. That's their goal. So I've done episodes before about stuff like this, about ESG and how ESG, or, you know, ESG economy basically is turning the economy into something that it's not supposed to be. You know, it's, the economy is supposed to be the way we get things, the way we get the goods and services that we want and need. That's what the economy is all about, how we exchange with each other and get the things that we want and need. But the Democrats are turning the economy into something that doesn't provide us with the things we want and need. It just, it is doing these other things. It's fighting climate change, it's fighting racism, it's fighting inequality. You know, it's not producing the goods and services that we want and need. And so that's why the goods and services that we want and need are becoming more scarce in many cases. And that's why we've got skyrocketing prices. One of the reasons why I got skyrocketing prices, what I talked about in my last episode. So this is, you know, all of this is, and all of it is communism. Okay, it's communism, it's central planning, it's government, it's centralized government control over everything. That's what the Democrats offer. Centralized government control of everything by bureaucrats who will get paid even if they wreck everything. They don't care. You know, private companies will go out of business and die. I did an episode about creative destruction. Private companies literally just die off. And entrepreneurs end up under a bridge selling, you know, living homeless under a bridge or something if they fail. So they have an incredible incentive to succeed and to provide you and me with the goods and services that we want and need. But government suffers no consequences if they fail. They fail miserably all the time and they suffer no consequences. They just ask for more power, more government, more money. That's what they do. And they blame us. They blame us for the, or they blame the entrepreneurs. They blame the oil companies, the energy companies. Oh, the energy prices are high. It's because of those evil, greedy energy companies. So, you know, this is, so I just think that it's so clear that the Democrat Party is now the Communist Party. They are in the process of completely destroying our civilization, and it's so clear that we just have to make this message. We've got to get this message out. We've got to hammer home this message of government control versus freedom, of disinterested government bureaucrats making decisions. And when I say disinterested, I mean that they are separated from the consequences. So they have no real interest in the consequences of their decisions. You know, if the people of California are all starving to death and they're all running out of energy, well, the government doesn't care. The government's going to take care of itself, right? The government's going to have plenty of money. The government's going to have plenty of energy. And if they'll just institute some kind of a price control scheme or some kind of rationing scheme, and you're just gonna have to turn your lights off. That's all, you know. And unfortunately, you know, the only thing that really stops them is something like a violent revolution, like the French Revolution, where they just, everybody got their heads chopped off, you know? And maybe that's what has to happen in America. And maybe that will happen. I'm not going to cry a tear if that does happen. I think, you know, I'm not going to cry about it. So, but, I mean, honestly, I don't know. We do have elections. We do still have elections in this country. And maybe we can fix this at the ballot box. We can get rid of these Democrats, these communists, and we can turn things around. We can turn things around, but there are so many Democrats who are just all in favor, Democrat voters who are just all in favor of this stuff. They love it. They think it's great. They're totally buying the arguments of the Democrats. They're totally buying it when the Democrats say, oh, the high energy prices are all because of the evil greedy energy companies. They buy it. The Democrat voters buy it. They say, oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, we should nationalize them so the government's in charge of everything. So it's crazy. It's just crazy what's happening to America. And look, it might be the case that humanity just has to make the same decision, the same mistakes over again and experience. You know, we may have to suffer 100 years as the Soviet Union before people realize how terrible it is. And it's going to be a horrible tragedy. And it's going to be, there will be millions of deaths, starvation, misery, poverty. Like I said in the episode 97 about the USA is becoming the Soviet Union, it may become the Soviet Union. It may, you know what, just someone like myself warning about this. There were people in the Soviet Union, in Russia, warning about, you know, there was the Austrian School of Economics was around as the Soviet Union was collapsing into, as Russia was turning into the Soviet Union. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see where this all goes. I hope we can turn things around and save America from becoming the Soviet Union, from becoming you know, California is just spiraling downhill, and we'll see what happens. I hope we can stop America from becoming the Soviet Union, but I think that we are going to stall them. This fall, the Republicans will take over the House, probably the Senate, and we will at least stall the collapse. But you know, then you've got elections every 2 years, and so things can change back very quickly, because there are so many Democrats who are 100% in favor of communism. A lot of them don't understand that they're in favor of communism. They don't understand that they're, you know, like I say, people are busy. They don't have time to, all they know is Democrats believe in abortion rights and Republicans don't, and so they're going to vote for Democrats, because I want people to I think women should have the right to have an abortion anytime they want. And okay, fine, you know, we're going to have all the abortions you want, but we're going to continue this descent into communism, into crime, into poverty, into misery, into blackouts, into inflation, and, you know, but we'll have plenty of abortions, so, all right, that's it, that's the end, so I will, that's the end of episode 99, and if you like this podcast, as always, give me a good review. You can go on Podbean, and you can message me. You can follow me on Podbean, and I'm on social media all over the place. And that's it, and I will see you on the next one, episode 100. All right, bye-bye.